This is a nizam composed by Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh. The title is Murshid Sadr Khas Dua.
What that means, Murshid Sadr Khas Dua?
That's poetry. The murid makes a request of dua of his Sheikh for his Islam.
Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh, my Shaykh and Murshid. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless him with long life, with good health. Allah Ta'ala keep his shadow long, long over us. Wallah, in these times I haven't come across a person of that kind of ruhaniyat and spiritual heights. In his company, the hearts seem to melt. People's lives are changing. People are going there from all parts of the world for no other reason, just to get that kayfiyat. We must not go to the majalis and the programs of the mashayikh, who are really mashayikh in the true sense of the word, for the niyat, with the niyat of increasing our knowledge. Knowledge will increase if Allah Ta'ala wills. There's all these ulama who came here now, they don't have knowledge. But with some good opinion they came, they want to get the kafiyat. So we go to their majlis with the niyat of getting that kafiyat. The knowledge that we have got, we can't seem to get the himmat and courage to practice on that. We just listen and listen and listen. So where will we get the himmat? Allah Ta'ala has kept this system. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, O you believers, and join the truthful ones, the sadiqeen. Sadiqeen is actually the muttaqeen. Friendship is a thing like that, that it transfers from friend to friend. Whatever is the akhlaq of the friend, it transfers. Just depends how strong one or the other is. It will transfer. The person who's got good character, good akhlaq, good morals, good behavior, and is strong in it, he's got istiqamat, he's steadfast. And he is also befriending somebody who does not have all those kind of characteristics, with this niyat that he too should benefit and come on the right path. So then the other person will benefit. But if the person is befriending somebody who's got drug habit, drinking habit, wine habit, women habit, so then this person, who has got these weaknesses and bad characteristics, is stronger. He is more strong in his weaknesses. He is more strong in his weaknesses. That means he's very weak, but he's very strong in his weakness. So then what is going to happen is those bad characteristics will transfer onto the other person. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. The friend is on the way of life of his friend. Therefore, a person should be very careful who he makes his friend. Afzal from Linum Place wanted urgently at home. Just phone home or contact home. Afzal from Linum Place. Allah make everything khair, whatever it may be. Make it cool a little bit if it's getting hot. Yes. So he wrote this to his Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, with a request for dua. So practically every year we have one majlis of this kind, where it gives us an idea as to what the purpose is of all this bayat and suluk and tasawwuf and everything else. Now, we can't discuss all the details right from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam up till now. But the basic point as to exactly what is the purpose. So the purpose is islah, a reformation, a change. That is the reason why a person chooses a mentor or a shaykh. And there is no tashkil when it comes to choosing a shaykh or a mentor. And you don't go around telling people, get bayat upon the hands of my shaykh, nothing. The person must be comfortable himself, he must find compatibility, he must be convinced that he is making the right choice. He must look at the akhlaq of that shaykh, he must look at the dealings of that shaykh, he must look at the knowledge of that shaykh, he must look at whether that shaykh himself stayed in the Sohbatan company of somebody before starting to make people murid. So many of them, they didn't stay in anybody's company. They didn't make any islah of themselves. And they became their peer sahibs. So therefore this poetry gives us a very clear picture and idea as to what is the purpose of this whole thing that we know as suluk.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي
In it what he states is that ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي جامع is cup. And ulfat is muhabbat and love. In other words, give me the cup, give me the tumbler, give me the glass, give me the vessel, give me the container that contains the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the drink of the love and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. Saqiya jame ulfat pilale. Those who are cup bearers and passing the drinks around, then many a time they are passing the drinks which are intoxicating drinks. Alcohol, wine, brandy, it intoxicates the person. And people have special etiquettes for drinking also. There are special etiquettes. Those who are in that line, they have their own circle, they drink in a certain style, and all kinds of things go with it. But what that drink does at the end of the day is makes that person intoxicated. He has no control over himself. He is not even allowed to drive a car in that state. If he has to drive a car also, they will fine him or they will arrest him. If it is above a certain limit, the alcohol content in his blood, or that person will not even differentiate between his wife and his daughter and his aunt and his mother. The person goes mad. His senses are all clouded. Therefore, Shariat and Islam made it haram. All these intoxicants, that is what they do. The drugs also take a person on a high, and then when the effect wears out, now you must take a higher dosage. And higher than that, until finally he also wrecks himself. He becomes a complete washout, loses his job, loses his wife, loses everything. And many a times he ends up in the prison because he has killed somebody, murdered somebody, and he was not even in control of himself. So these type of intoxicants, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared them haram. If a person really wants an intoxicant which will give him a high also, but will keep him absolutely balanced. He will enjoy a kind of ecstasy and joy which all these people on a high do not even know about. Therefore, I always say these days, they say high school. Why? Because many, many of them are on a high. Many at the high schools are on a high. See what they do. Even the teachers are not safe anymore. The principals are not safe. The pupils are not safe. So this intoxicant, the wine of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, believe me, my dear brothers and also sisters listening over receivers, that it is an intoxicant which gives the person a high, gives him such ecstasy, such joy, such happiness, such contentment, such peace, which the kings with all their crowns and their thrones and the oil wells and palaces haven't even heard of and haven't dreamt of. It's the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Last night also I mentioned that just one pretty face and the person is gone mad. They say he's gone mad. He's gone pagal. On what? Just one pretty face. They say he can't get sleep. He's on a taking drugs and he's doing everything because he can't get over it. That one face let him down. So one pretty face and we say the person went pagal. He went mad. What about the creator of all the faces of the world, the beauty of the world, the gardens of the world, the beautiful flowers of the world, the fragrances of the world, the heaven and the earth, the sun, the moon and the stars. Look at the beauty of all that. Allah who created the billions and billions of people and gave them such pretty, pretty faces. What he must be. Therefore, Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, one occasion he was sitting, and a woman came and said, "Oh Junaid, if only it was permissible for me to open my niqab and show you my face, I would have done so. But what I want to tell you is that I'm a pretty woman. And I can't understand that in spite of my beauty, what makes my husband go for another woman? Why does he want to go for another woman?" Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi took a deep breath, a sigh, and he collapsed. So when he gained consciousness, he said, "What happened here?" "Nothing serious," she said. "All she said that she's pretty, she's beautiful. We don't know what is making her husband go somewhere else." Said, "When she said that, at that time my thoughts went on to my Allah. How beautiful my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. So what about that person who turns his gaze away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That means he disobeys his Allah. That did he find beauty somewhere else?" Yes, in the fulfillment of the command of Allah Ta'ala, the person gets a pretty wife, then make shukr, alhamdulillah. But to turn away the gaze from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and go towards haram is not something that is acceptable. So here also, Saqiya Jame Ulfat Pilade, Meri Islaha Ki Bi Dua De. Oh, you who are distributing the drinks, give me the drink of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Jame Muhabbat. The tumbler filled with the intoxicating wine of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Give me that to drink. Now, who can give that to drink to somebody? Is the person who first possesses it himself. If the person does not possess that kind of a drink, he doesn't have that kind of container filled with jam-e muhabbat. If he doesn't have jam-e muhabbat, if he doesn't have that, then how is he going to give somebody else? Therefore, in this world of so much of bogus, so much of fake. Look at the number of items which are sold, which are fake. Therefore, every now and again they say they're raiding. Why they're raiding? Because it's fake. So they must also have a raid on all the fake pirsabs. They must have some kind of a squad to raid. If in everything else we look at genuine mal, we want genuine mal. So how are we going to know it's genuine when we are going to have it tested? If you want to know whether that gold is genuine, we must have it tested. If it is genuine gold or it's all other metal mixed up, take it to some jeweler and have it tested. So like that, when it comes to our peer sahibs and our shaykhs and our mentors, then let us use that same aqal that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to us. See how many people have changed in their company. Check whether he is greedy, he's got motivated, or is materially motivated. His gaze is on the pockets of the people. He lowers himself when it comes to material wealth. Or his gaze is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he connects people with Allah ta'ala. We must check that. We mustn't rush into just giving our hand into anybody's hand. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us aqal when it comes to our businesses. And when it comes to the Peer Sahib story, then at that time, who gives the best taweez? That's all. He gave one taweez and I got better, so finish. Is taweez the only thing? There are lots of non-Muslims who also do certain things and somebody gets better. So does it mean I will make him the Peer Sahib? Yes, there will be barakat in the taweezes of the pious and the righteous. It's very sad that we have to speak on these things now because of the type of letters we are receiving and the complaints we are receiving of what these bogus peers are doing, how much of interference there is in the people's lives, how many are taking advantage of the other person's wealth, and some people are even abusing the wives and the daughters of their murids. And nothing else they know except give you one list of wazifas, that's all. No effort to make islah. So therefore he says, Saqiya jam-e ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Oh my shaykh, make dua for my islah. Shaykh Hakim Maud Akhtar Sahib, Dahmat Barakatuh, Alhamdulillah, he is like a born wali. Here he says, make dua for my islah. It's actually a lesson for us. That is the purpose of making this bayat. Don't rush into bayat. Bayat is neither farz nor wajib. Sunnat. If a person makes it with the right person, he'll benefit. But if he gives his hand into the wrong hand, then instead of benefiting, then he will go completely astray. So therefore, we have to use this aqal. Just as in business, we check the item, we check the sample, we check the person that we are dealing with. Like that, in this also we should be checking. Jame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Make dua for my islah. My reformation, my change. The person must first acknowledge that he needs a change, he needs a reformation. We don't know where we are going wrong. Who is going to pick up? We have in these days so many different kinds of gadgets and so many different kinds of technology where so many things are picked up. Now they say they can pick up the germs and they can pick up this and they can pick up that and we've got x-ray for this and x-ray for that. Now who's going to x-ray whether we've got pride, we've got jealousy, we've got malice, we've got greed. Sometimes the person is reading beautiful and his niyat is nothing but to show. Sometimes the person is giving charities, his niyat is nothing but to show. Therefore he will fight and argue that why didn't you put my picture in the newspaper. Sometimes the person is building a masjid and then he says that now we must have a nice opening party so that I may be recognized that I am the one that contributed for this whole masjid. Different kinds of whisperings of shaitan we fall prey to. So now who is going to do the investigation? Who is going to see what is wrong with us? So, Saqiya jam-e ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Make dua for my islah. Read it again from the beginning.
Saqiya jam-e ulfat pila de, Saqiya jam-e ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de, mere maula se mujhko mila de, mere maula se mujhko mila de. Aur gunahon se mujhko chura de, aur gunahon se mujhko chura de. और गुनाहों से मुझको चुरा दे,
मेरे मौला से मुझको मिला दे और गुनाहों से मुझको छुड़ा दे. दैट इज द पर्पस. That, oh my Shaykh, get me connected with my Allah. Show me the road to Allah. Take me through the easy route and get me connected. I am a lost sheep. I have gone astray. My heart is filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. My dealings are not right. My family life is not right. My marriage is not on track because of my weaknesses. I am engaging and indulging in taking on interest and giving on interest. My gaze, I am casting lustful glances all over. I have got absolutely no control. I am like a rabid dog. The rabid dog cannot walk straight. It goes sideways, this way, that way, crooked. And if it bites somebody, then it's finished. Then you get rabies. They say, I am gone like a rabid dog. So what must I do? I want to get connected with my Allah Ta'ala. Show me the way out. Get me out from this ocean of sins. Give me your hand and pull me out. I am sending an SOS message that I am drowning in sins. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. Take me out from this ocean of sin. That is the purpose. That come out of the sins. Now it's not easy. We know that how much of Quranic verses, how much of Hadith Sharif we listen to. And nowadays with all these radio stations, so many different Muslim or Islamic radio stations, they call them. Whole day, 24 hours they play Quran Sharif recitation, waaz, bayan, nasihats, masail, questions, answers, what they have. And some of them listen whole day. How much change has come after listening to all the bayans and all the waaz and all the nasihat. One ayat of the Quran Sharif was sufficient to change whole communities. And we listen to the whole Quran Sharif many times and nothing happens. So therefore he says, Saqiya jame ulfat pila de. Saqiya jame ulfat pila de. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. That is that area of weakness that we do not want to tackle. Wazaif, tasbihats, all those things we are ready to do. If somebody says give some charity for this cause, that cause, then what is difficult if the person has got a lot of money and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him a heart, just take some money and give it away. But you tell that person that you come on track, bring 5 time namaz in your life, bring roza, zakat, hajj in your life, bring honesty, truthfulness in your life, bring the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in your life, manage and control your anger, remove from the heart that malice, that greed, that pride and that arrogance, then that is difficult. That will say is difficult. Whereas the progress, spiritual progress of a person is dependent on that. Otherwise, it's like earning on the one side and everything is hijacked on the other side. Nothing is left. The person had plentiful, but we say nothing left. What happened? Hijacked. So nafs and shaitan hijacks it. So mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. Show me the way of coming out. And believe me, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, I can tell you, lots of young people, they've been writing, they've been emailing, they've been SMSing, that we don't know how these sins, we gave them up. So we were addicted. I can give you so many letters. So it's no kamal of mine. It's their sincerity that they really wanted to come out of it. They wanted some way out. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala found a way out for them. And now they are enjoying sukoon, peace. They say, we don't know where we were wasting our life in those drug dens and in the cinemas and in the clubhouses and in the rave clubs, and we had no peace, no sukoon. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept sukoon and chain in His obedience. And you will never feel deprived. The person who is getting bored in making his ibadah, zikr, tilawat, fulfilling the rights of people, the person is enjoying the food, the clothing, the car, the shelter, the home, whatever good namats the person has, the namats he's got, he's using it, then he'll never feel bored. He'll be comfortable because he's not engaging in sins, vices, evils. So he's got sukoon in his heart. He doesn't have that fear. We know that if a person has been doing a lot of uplung things and a lot of other kinds of business and he's doing drug deals and he's doing other, so then he's, no matter how much money he may be bringing in, but the fact is that there is that worry all the time that either the police is going to catch him or the receiver is going to get on him or something like that, the worry. Although we don't say that it is haram, certain things are not haram, but the laws of the government we have to follow. So the person becomes restless. So like that, the person who is engaging in sins and vices, his life becomes restless. Anxieties and worries grips the person. No matter how much he tries, but that anxieties, worries, doesn't leave the person. And the person who is obeying Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he has sukoon in his heart. He's an ocean of noor that flows in that heart. شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گرا سے درد سا کثر رہتا ہے شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گرا سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. The crowns on the heads of the kings, they give them a lot of pain and headache. Show me one king in the world today who is nice and relaxed. Because he's got palace, he's got oil well, he's got this, he's got that, so he's got sukoon. Nothing wrong with wealth. We must not misunderstand. I've repeatedly said this, that we must never think that a rich person cannot get Allah Ta'ala in his life. The rich person can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and the poorest of the poor can be wali of Allah Ta'ala. The gauge is how much of taqwa the person has, that's all. So, Saqiya Jame Ulfat Pilade. Yes, so he says that the kings, they've got headaches with all those crowns. And the Ahle Wafa, those who are loyal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the creator, ocean of noor flows in their hearts. What do we know about it? What they enjoy. Read from the front. Talk again.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ميري اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے
مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے. We are very, very fast when it comes to our physical ailments. Slight pain on the chest and we're rushing to the cardiologist. And yet it could be some gas problem. The person ate a little bit of too much of haleem. A slight pain on the chest, and we think that definitely this is a heart problem. Nothing wrong again if the person looks after his body, is sick and is taking medication, then that is sunnah. Nothing wrong with that. Sickness is from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has got cure in and remedy in medication the person takes. But here the point is this, that for this body which is one day going to turn to dust, is going to turn to dust, we're going to leave everything behind. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. He says, I'm thankful to you and grateful to you, oh ye people who brought me in the hearse and put me here and put me down in the grave and then threw sand over me. I thank you for that. But it seems like none of you are prepared to now accompany me here. The manzil from here, my destination from here, I will have to go alone. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا. کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا. جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا, نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا. کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا, جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا, نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا. How many times we saw people were fit, healthy, jogging, running, skipping, doing all kinds of things to keep that body in physically good shape, and their clothes also, they wore beautiful clothes. When they died also, the coffin also, they poured some ether over it. But when they were buried after some time, when the grave was dug up, na uzve badan tha, na tare kafan tha, no part of the body could be seen, and not even a thread of the coffin could be seen. So that is going to be the final destination. So this body which is going to turn to dust, which shows so much of pain and concern over it. Again, don't misunderstand. The person is sick, must take medication, go to the doctors, go to the specialist, nothing wrong. What I'm saying is that just as we show concern for this body, and so many different kinds of powders and different kinds of creams and different kinds of perfumes are used for this body, then what about the heart? Upon which everything depends. The spiritual heart. What about that? So therefore he says, oh my beloved Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, in this poetry written to his Shaykh, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So there he says, that give me some kind of medication for my soul. میری روح کو ایسی دوا دے, give my, for my soul such a kind of medication کہ مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے. Hatred of sins must come into my heart. That's the kind of medication I want. At present we are in love with sins. Sins for a Muslim was accidental. Accidental. The person does not want to purposely make an accident. Otherwise it's not an accident. The person who says, I want to make an accident, can it be accident? Unless, of course, he wants to claim a big insurance. Then it's different. But a sensible person won't go and purposely bash his car here and there and everywhere. Accidental sin. Got tempted, couldn't resist the temptation. Somehow he fell for the temptation. And I have said many times that in our school days when we were in the grade 2, 3 somewhere, at that time we heard one song. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. But the fact is that one thing that he mentioned in that song now makes sense to me. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. This is what he said. That age, it didn't make any sense. It was a song. But now when we look at it, even he didn't know what he was saying. Now in the qabr, he must have come to know if he didn't die as a Muslim. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. How many husbands are crying? Temptation led them into trouble. How many wives are crying? Temptation led them into trouble. How many youth are crying? Temptation led them into trouble. How many prisoners are crying? Temptation led them into trouble. And how many others are crying? Temptation led them into trouble. So temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. And for the Muslim, he believes in a hereafter, so it will even make him cry in the qabr and cry in the qiyamah day and cry in Jahannam, but it will be too late. Allah Ta'ala does not want him to cry, suffering the azab. So therefore, rather shed those tears of repentance now, in these Mubarak nights. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. His doors of maghfirat are wide open. He wouldn't have given us the opportunity otherwise of making tawbah if Allah Ta'ala wanted us to go to Jahannam. Look at this 23rd night. Look at this massive crowd here. What makes us come here? The hope that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive when we raise our hands and beg of Him. That is why we have come. It's an indication Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Therefore, He brought us here. Otherwise, we could have also been somewhere in some rave club, disco, cinema, theater. So temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Now we don't want to cry in the hereafter. We don't want to cry in the qabr. So therefore, we must cry in this world over our sins. We cry over everything else. The only thing we don't cry over is our sins. Whereas crying over sins does not bring depression. And nothing wrong again crying over somebody's death or crying over some loss in property or nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is that crying over sins does not bring depression. If the person is sincerely crying, then he comes to a stage where a kind of a voice comes into his heart. Although there's no sound and no words, but he gets a feeling and a sensation as if somebody is telling him, enough, enough. Allah has forgiven you. Allah Ta'ala does not want you to get sick. Allah Ta'ala is loving. Allah Ta'ala's mercy has enshrouded you. Now stop crying. Allah Ta'ala loves you because of your tawbah. So my young friends, there's nothing to lose hope. So therefore he says, my Shaykh, what do I need from you? He says, I want medication which will create the hatred of sins in my heart. Give me such kind of medication. That means show me how to bring the hatred of sins and bring the love of good deeds into my heart. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. Hatred of sins. Carry on.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاح كي بدعا دي هو تقعزا أقر معصيتك هو تقعزا أقر معصيتك هنت قاسا أقر معصيتك ونمغلو بهمة خدادي ونمغلو بهمة خدادي ونمغلو بهمة خدادي
هنت قاسا أقر معصيتك ونمغلو بهمة خدادي. That means if I get that taqaza, if I get that demand in my heart, to go for those sins. There's a demand. Shaitan and nafs is encouraging, applauding the person, pushing him along. Go for this sin, you'll enjoy it, you'll enjoy it. Then at that time I must not become maghloob. Shaitan must not become dominant. I must remain dominant. Shaitan and nafs are our slaves. We must not become their slaves. We must ride the horse. Don't make the horse ride on our heads. In the July handicap, if everybody carries the horse on his head and run, what will we think of that handicap? Everybody will be handicapped with the weight of that horse on his head, on his back. There will be no handicap left after that. Everybody is handicapped. So there we will say that it's stupid. That person shouldn't even attempt to carry the horse on his back. He must ride the horse. But that is our condition, that we are allowing nafs and shaitan to ride us instead of us riding them, controlling them, managing them. So therefore we say, oh, taqaza agar masiyat ka. That will come. We are human beings. We've got a heart that's a national highway. All kinds of thoughts will come. Sometimes the thoughts are so strong that the person thinks he lost his iman. Whereas he hasn't lost his iman. The very fact that he's uncomfortable with those thoughts means that he's got good iman. So don't worry about those thoughts. Just ignore those thoughts. Turn the mind onto something else. So he says, oh, taqaza agar masiyat ka, huna maghloob himmat khuda de. May Allah give me himmat at that time. That I must remain dominant. I must remain in control. I must not become maghloob.
ساقيا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے
Your deep hearted sighs at the time of tahajjud, say to your Allah. So my Shaykh, ask Allah that he must give me his kamil raza. He must become pleased with me. The time of tahajjud, when you raise your hands before Allah, then make dua for me. That's what he said to his shaykh. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, my shaykh, he wrote to his shaykh this poetry. Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna. In the latter part of the night, early part of the morning when you get up, and you have raised your hands before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At that time, make dua for me. Tell Allah Ta'ala to give me kamil raza. He must become completely pleased with me. He must not be unhappy with me. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is better than the ni'mats of Jannat, and Allah Ta'ala's displeasure is worse than the azab of Jahannam.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے
چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے I'm in a dream world of indifference, negligence, in ghaflat. So that's the kind of sleep I am in. So get me up from that sleep, from that dream world, and put me off to a nice, peaceful sleep. Sleep in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person goes off to sleep, and whilst remembering Allah Ta'ala, he is not engaging in indulging in sins. He is out of this sleep of ghaflat and indifference and negligence. So he says, make dua to Allah Ta'ala that I get that kind of life. What kind of life is that where I'm, if the person is drowning in the ocean of sins, can he get peace? He's completed.
ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے
سے او اللہ آئی ڈو ناٹ ہیو اینی کائنڈ آف اسٹرینتھ اٹ از ہز ہیوملٹی دیٹ از وائی ہی از سیئنگ دیٹ از ایکچولی لیسن فار اس دیٹ وی شوڈ آسک اللہ تبارک و تعالی دیٹ ود ہز پاور آف جذب He must make us His, meaning that He must pull us towards Him with His Qudrat, with His power. Allah Ta'ala has the power to change the direction of our lives. So we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to make us His with His power of jazm. Because we seem to fail. We make tawbah and break tawbah, make tawbah and break tawbah. But still I keep on repeating this and I will go on repeating because it has helped a lot of young friends of mine who were losing hope. Because they made tawbah and the tawbah broke. Make tawbah and it broke. So they said, now how long are we going to carry on like this? Forget about it. Just carry on doing anything and everything. So I mentioned this beautiful couplet of Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba le. جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے جو 100 بار ٹوٹے تو 100 بار جوڑے سو دس ریسلنگ میچ ول کنٹینیو ٹل دا ڈائنگ ڈے سم ٹائم شیطان ول کم ول اوور پاور سم ٹائم دا پرسن سول ول اوور پاور But he says, even if you remain unsuccessful 100 times, 100 times you have had a relapse. The person made tawbah and broke it. But he had no intention of breaking it. He's making the correct effort to, but he just seems to fall for the temptation and trap. Then to don't give up, your rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If it snaps 100 times, then join it again 100 times because An ashiq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cannot live without the muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Ashiq of Allah, how can he survive? Is there any moment in our life that we are not in need of Allah Ta'ala? The whole universe, everything is functioning for our purposes. So therefore, in this Mubarak night of the 23rd night, in such a large gathering where we have got all types of people, sick, weak, old, young, children, let us now do what we discussed earlier on, that if we don't want to shed tears in qabr, in the akhirat and in Jahannam, so we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive our sins. Give us the himmat and courage to do that which is pleasing to him and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we beg of our needs. Ask Allah Ta'ala, everything is in his power, in his qudrat. He is the provider, he is the sustainer. Conditions and come from him. He is the one who then finds a way out again when we turn towards him. So this is the purpose, as I was explaining, of choosing a mentor. Nothing else. It's not a question of just some kind of become bayat, become, choose somebody, peer sahab, then pay some subscription fees and monthly installments and finish. There's no such thing here. There must be only one niyat and intention that the shaykh too must have. Everybody must get connected with Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they too must have the same intention. Then see how the barakat comes. They move a little forward, make some place where people are right at the back hitting the system. At least you'll get some movement in your body too. It makes it easier for you to make the dua now. Just reduce the screen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, my Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives even to those that are not deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy and your forgiveness and your bounties, but my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. We have extended our begging bowls before you. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. My beloved Allah, there is nothing that is hidden from your sight. There is nothing that is beyond your knowledge. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation and disgrace upon us when we were engaging in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths. Oh, we had bottles of wines in our hands, or whatever sin any person was committing, my beloved Allah, you could have destroyed there and then. But how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of so much of our sins, oceans of sins, you still give us to eat, to drink, to wear. You have blessed us still with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our hands and feet, over heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Oh my Allah! Oh my beloved Allah! What tolerance you have! This Mubarak night, the night of the 23rd, which is one of the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan, you blessed us with the tawfiq of gathering here, of taking your name, of begging before you, of extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you have given us the tawfiq. It was not within our means and capacity. Now that you have given us the tawfiq to raise our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive my beloved Allah, those who are old, those who are young, our women folk, our children, our daughters, our parents, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, tonight make a decision of change for us. Make a decision of change for us. We ourselves have become tired of sinning. Oh my Allah, sins have brought us no peace and no happiness, no contentment and satisfaction. Sins have brought us nothing but restlessness in our lives, anxieties, worries and problems. We cannot seem to find solution to our problems, my beloved Allah. We are therefore turning towards you in this Mubarak night. Aaj raat hum sabko bakhsh dijiye, hame maaf kar dijiye, maaf kar dijiye, maaf kar dijiye. Ya Rabbana, zulamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. You have seen everything, my beloved Allah. There was no question of darkness for you. You who bless billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and deeds? Amen, Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our heart and mind. Sins of body and soul. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn toward you with repentance. You are watching us this very moment, my beloved Allah. You are watching us. You know the thoughts that are crossing in our minds. Ya Allah, our whole life is before you. Ya Allah, we have raised our begging bowls. We do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Whatever we have done in the past, forgive us. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of everyone, to make qaza of our namazes that we may have missed, to give the zakat that may be due, to fast again after Ramadan the qazas that we may have missed. Ya Allah, to make hajj if it is farz, to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due, my beloved Allah. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Tonight we are making tawbah from all our sins. Ay, mere Allah, hamari zindagi ka hal badal de, mere maula, badal de. Change it, my beloved Allah, change it. Make us with your power of jazz. Oh my Allah, each and every one of us, make us yours. Ya Allah, the entire ummah, make them yours. Ay, mere Allah, ay, mere Rahim, Kareem, Allah. If you are going to turn away, if you are going to turn away your glance of mercy and maghfirat from us, then my Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there we can beg? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, we want a support for our life in this world. Who else can be our support besides you, my Allah? Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye.
your love in my heart. We want your love in our hearts, my beloved Allah. We want our foreheads in your door, my beloved Allah. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. Make a decision, my Allah. No one is going to question you why you forgave the gathering in Masjid-e-Noor on the 23rd night. Nobody is going to question you, my Allah. If you have to forgive us, we will become successful. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Only shaitan will become displeased, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives, with your closeness, with your ma'rifat, with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, make us a fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Hame apna bana le aur hamara vanja. Make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, wherever they may be in the world, who is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Give us spiritual shifa and physical shifa. Ab gunegar hai, siyakar hai. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat and mercy for us. Ya Allah, enshroud us in, my beloved Allah, in the clouds of mercy and rahmat. Oh, my beloved Allah, enshroud us in your mercy. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, blessings in every ni'mat and bounty that you give us. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the jealousy of people, from the facade of people. Protect us and safeguard us, my beloved Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Protect our properties, protect our wealth, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our deen, protect our culture. My beloved Allah, protect every ni'mat and bounty that you have given to us. Oh, my beloved Allah, 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 Allah. तुझे छोड़ के हम गद्दे जाएगा हाय अल्लाह एक्सेप्ट द टीयर्स ऑफ आवर लिटिल चिल्ड्रन ऑफ दोज एल्डरली अमंगस्ट अस या अल्लाह विद द बरकत ऑफ द टीयर्स Make a decision of change for us. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. We don't know whether we will see another 23rd night, by Allah. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabre jameel and ajre azeem to the kith and kin and family members. My beloved Allah, throughout the world, with the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, remove their suffering, their pain. Especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. All parts of Africa and the world, my beloved Allah, the Ummat is going through very difficult times. Unki pareshaniyon ko gham ko dur kar. Remove the problems and suffering of mankind around the globe, whether it is of AIDS or droughts or famine or floods or anything else, my Allah. Bless everyone with hidayat, except all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Bless everyone with sharf-e-qubooliyat. Ay, mere Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world someday. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, porn sites of the internet, drink, drug, or any kind of haram.
Let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. And if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with great hope we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, aspirations. Those who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the varsities and colleges and schools. Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Whatever other difficulty, problem, hardship there may be of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and their hardships. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.